Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGraw. Horton reaches second base with a double. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is walked intentionally. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. Freehan moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Frank Larry now pitching. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lump. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Lump steals second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Euler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 1 in the game. Wickersham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demeter. Ward reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters pinch hits for Frank Larry. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Greg Bolo now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Fred Gladding now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch, Robinson moves to third. Ward moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Gladding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladding strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano pinch hits for Greg Bolo. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a line drive towards first. Skowron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, Tigers. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Thomas now playing center field. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Skowron moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Glatting is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glatting is 0-for-1 in the game. Glatting strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-4 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 7-4, Tigers. Julio Navarro now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.